Question of the day today. What have you done that your spouse won't let you forget?
Now I'm trying to decide between several.
Oh, okay.
That's my dilemma, but I think I'm going to go with this one.
We've got all the time in the world.
It was a very, very snowy day. And, we have to get up in the middle of the night, right?
Right, yeah.
And a lot of times we get up before plows come through or before people even get up to plow out their own driveways. So we had gotten a lot of snow overnight, and I was worried about getting out of the garage and into the alley and being able to, to drive to work.
Right.
And so Andy says, whatever you do when you're backing out of the garage, just gun it. Don't go real slow because you're probably going to get stuck. So gun it when you leave the garage. So I did, forgetting to watch my mirror, my side mirrors. I just got in the car and I was like, and I took out my side mirror, and I also took out the track for the garage door.
Oh, no.
So it's like 4-something in the morning, left early because we knew we were going to have a lot of snow issues at work. And I had to, first of all, I had to leave the garage wide open. Then I had to go in and wake Andy up because I'm like, Andy, I can't get the garage door down.
How'd that go over, by the way?
Well, after how many decades of marriage, we're still discussing it.
What does he say? Like, hey, you remember that time that...
All the time. And he'll bring it up to people and strangers. And I can't.
So a couple of years ago, we were on a cruise and we got off. And then when it was time to get back on the cruise, we had some time, to like wander around the little city, village, mm-hmm. the little area that we were, I think we were in the Bahamas, but I really don't remember. And these ladies come out of this tent and they were like, do you want your hair braided? It's $4. I'm like, oh my God, yes, yes, please. And so I look at my husband. Aaron's like, oh my God, yeah, do it. Because I had been talking about that like the whole trip. Like if we see somebody braiding hair, I'm totally getting my hair braided, right?
And it was only $4.
$4.
Yeah.
So he walks around, buys some t-shirts, he buys some cigars, and we're just living life. I mean, I'm having the best time. Like, seriously, so much fun. Just me and these ladies, and there's some chickens running around, and we're just like in this tent, and they're like braiding my hair, and it was amazing, right? So we get done, and she tells my husband, it's like $100, like $87, $90, something like that. I can't remember, but close to $100. And he was like, I'm sorry, what? I thought it was $4. And she was like, it's $4 a braid. And Jim, when I tell you they braided every piece of hair on my head, I leave no hair unattended. They braided every hair on my head.
And of course, when you first walked in, they didn't tell you it was per braid.
No.
They just say $4.
$4. So I'm in there having the time of my life, you guys. We're laughing. We're just cutting up. I'm getting my hair braided. My husband's smoking a cigar. And then at the end, she's like, it's $100. And then we had to leave a tip.
And then
we had to leave a tip for two people because at some point during it, the original lady passed me off to another lady and was like, here, why don't you do some for a while? So then we had to tip both of them. I was like, this is the grandest hustle I've ever seen.
$87 divided by four. How many braids is that? 10, 50, probably 20, over 20. They put over 20 braids in your hair.
Yes. And let me tell you
Good
the best
Lord.
Part. I was on a cruise for my friend's wedding. I was in her wedding.
And you had the braids in your hair? You didn't take them out?
I showed up to dinner that night on the cruise. Like, they sit you all together at a table with everybody in your party. And I showed up and her mom was like, whoa, wow. Yes.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.